So here we are. Bob and I are sitting in Chez Motorlambic, Fontenasse, downtown Brussels. And we have before us the Bonveau 2009. And this is a beer that I've heard much about and seen people drinking here and in other places quite a bit. And it seems to be quite popular and well regarded. It's from DuPont, who make Moinet, which is excellent, and they also make an excellent Saison. The DuPont Saison is fantastic. So we're expecting great things. So, shall we?
Cheers. Herbs.
Yeah, lots. Almost Saison. Oh, wow, it really sticks to your tongue afterwards as well.
Yes, yes.
It's something that just
and your lips.
It lands there. What is that?
Wow. Like a, oh, no.
It's like an herbal medicinal, almost deadening kind of thud on the lips and the tongue. It's very odd. Wow, you will. You want to scrape your tongue and lips on it.
Yeah,
so there's something that comes in on the aftertaste that is
sits in the back of your throat a little bit.
It's a coating kind of aftertaste, which is odd for something that's so floral and so herby. You
think slightly medicinal, has a bit of the Becherovka business going on.
But medicinal is
right, so. But oddly, it's very fruity on the front of the mouth. Mm-hmm. Try it again, and you'll even smell it. It almost has a fruity taste, smell to it, and then on the front of your mouth, it...
Yeah.
Fruity.
Berry.
Turns medicininal, herby, and ends with a...
Starts with berries, like a fruits of the forest sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then it goes into herbs, and then it goes through this coating. Very odd. That is a very unusual...
Very, very odd.
Ooh, there's something else coming in now. Mango. Oh my gosh.
You're getting mango,
Mid-mouth. Go from the berries in the beginning... The sort of the berry taste right at the beginning, and then it mellows into a mango. That is mango. It's 100% mango. I don't know if it's just because it's warmed up a bit or what.
I guess it's important to note here that this is the inaugural
edition podcast.
Yeah, not so much inaugural podcast as Andy is prone to mispronounce, but the inaugural beer that we've tasted
with the
making this. I'm gonna venture here and go podcast. I'm gonna say podcast. I know that's not gonna be.
That's
gonna be controversial.
That's like all the young hipsters. That's what the young hipsters
say. Listeners.
But traditionally, we used to say podcast.
Yeah. Well, when I'm listening to my iPod
up in Yorkshire.
When I listen to my iPod, I usually listen to podcasts. So it's different.
That's probably true.
It's true.
So mango. Go for the mango. Try mango.
Go for the mango.
See if you can get mango out of that. I easily get almost candied mango, like the kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Ever have dried mango?
Yes, of course, all the time.
Dried mango, those lovely strips, and they're just bursting with the sweetness and creaminess of a mango. It's fantastic. Wow, mango.
Yeah.
It's just mango. It's a mango lassi.
That's a weird. Yeah, there's a sort of a lassi. It's not so much the dried mango as it is the lassi business, because the yogurty, soury bit to it.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. There you go. It is the mango lassi of beers.
The mango lassi of beers.
But if you'd like to suggest a beer that we should try,
or both,
or just maybe write us a note and say, thanks for doing this, or
send us a tip to offset the cost.
Just say,
that's such fine entertainment.
What are you guys doing? Just shut up. You can send that to, let's say, beerlycoherent@gmail.com, which I'll just go around and set up now. Before I post this. So
that's a good idea.
That's pretty good. beerlycoherent@gmail.com, and then you can get to us, and then that's it. Bob has been Bob, and I'm Andrew, and I've been myself, and this has been the Beerly Coherent podcast
silent
number one.
Advisor has been silent.
Silent advisor has
but
been
advising
here.
In the way a silent advisor should.
It would be a quiet capacity.
Yeah.
And we thank you for listening.